Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, if you were asked about the meaning of baptism, you'd probably say Jesus commanded it as a symbolic act of obedience for his followers. But what would you say if someone asked you about baptism for the dead? Well, that strange phrase comes from a controversial passage in 1 Corinthians 15, where the Apostle Paul addresses the resurrection. John, Bible scholars have offered many possible interpretations for that verse, but others use it to support heretical ideas. Why don't you discuss what that verse does not mean?
Well, first of all, I hate to say this, Denny, but it really doesn't matter what it means. If you're surprised by that, let me explain. We have no idea what it means. What we do know is that the Apostle Paul, in referring to the baptism for the dead, was referring to something that the Corinthians would understand. They would understand what that meant, which means it must have been a part of some kind of pagan religion, where after someone died, a person could go through some kind of ceremonial, symbolic cleansing that could benefit the dead person. It isn't important what religion, what nuance, what it's really talking about. What it is intending to say is this: if there is no resurrection, if people die and that's the end of their lives, then why in the world do people believe universally in life after death and even baptize people for those who are dead? The argument that Paul is making is that in the human heart, deep in the human heart, is a confidence in life after death. Even pagans have that confidence. That's why they do things like baptize for the dead. It's an argument from the universal sense that man has that he lives beyond the grave. That's only one of Paul's arguments for the future life.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.